Pal, so much to discuss, but first of all, you came over a little bit emotional before over a Christmas video from a multinational corporate machine.
Well, yeah, well, the cynic in you would see it like that, wouldn't you? But Laura's just shown us a video, and it's very touching.
Basically, an airline have bought gifts for 100 customers. They were bought while they're in the flight, having told Santa before they took off what they wanted, and there was almost a tear in your eye.
There is a tear in my eye and a warm glow in my heart, yes. It's nice, isn't it? It's nice to see people's reaction when they ask for something and then they get it.
I dampened it a little bit by saying there's some evil marketing guy behind that saying this will cost us $10,000, but there's so many suckers out there that will watch it, will make millions.
Well, he's probably called Temple and he's probably the exact same mould as you, isn't he?
Another thing to discuss, the new haircut, looking good.
Yeah, quite pleased with it. He asked me what I wanted. I said I wanted, wasn't sure whether I wanted a quiff or a side parting. So I've got the best of both worlds and I can either side part it or quiff it.
2 days before the Christmas party, you're still desperately trying to shift a couple of pounds so you can fit in the shirt that you've chosen.
Well, I've shown you the shirt that I want to wear and it's a little bit tight, but we had some good news today in the gym. After a good session, I'm under three figures again. And we've got 2 days, to go to try and fit in it.
You're counting down the days. It's almost time to count down the hours until it all kicks off once again.
Well, as Botherway said today, two more sleeps to go. And to the best party in the world, that beats makes WestJet look like amateurs.
What are your hopes and fears?
Hopes are to obviously pull a bird. Standard. Fears... fears are puking, nakedness, being dressed up, general embarrassment, banned from any hostelries in the West Bridgeford area, and not getting home.
Last time we had a party like this, you got on the microphone at the end and asked everybody to thank us and sort of led the applause.
Yeah, kind of. Can't quite get over that, can I? It wasn't our party. It was the equivalent party that you hosted for the ECB. And rather drunkenly, I hijacked the mic at the end of the night and insisted that everyone gave you, and by the way, a massive round of applause because for the great job you'd done.
10 seconds to tell us why you love Christmas.
Because it's just such a beautiful time of year. I'm an old romantic at heart. And if you see me at Facebook, on Twitter, under Big Paul Harrison, you'll find out why later this week.